This is a podcast or something like that.
Hello and welcome to a late installment of the pod, the Verbal Journal pod. It's episode 14, I believe. Okay, we have a tradition of double checking the episode we're on when I announce the episode number right at the beginning of the episode. It's a new, relatively new tradition, but a good tradition. Okay, yep, and I'm always correct. Wow. I knew I was right each time. You know, sometimes you check and you know you're right. Gotta hone that sense, you know. Stay really tuned into that and, you know, just trust your senses. That's important. You gotta trust your senses. Gotta know when to hold them, know when to fold them. You know what I mean? So welcome to Verbal Journal, the only podcast that I know of that is named Verbal Journal. And for today, we are so much later than usual. We're about 10 hours later than usual recording the podcast. Recording it late at night. I mean, I shouldn't say late at night. It's not like past my bedtime, but it's like 10:30 p.m. basically. So, you know, that's pretty late. And usually I'm recording this drinking coffee, you know, around 11 a.m. or something. So, yeah, more than 10 hours later. Yeah, 11. So, why? You know, why am I doing that? Is it because I've spent like 30 hours over the course of this weekend editing the Breaking Bad video? Possibly. It's possibly because of that. Yeah, I just wanted to stay in the flow of it today and just keep editing. So, yeah, I've edited basically in you know, besides just doing life stuff and chores and errands and stuff and phone calls with friends or family. I've done a ton of editing. Yeah, I don't know if probably 30 is a fair amount, 30 hours over this past weekend. And that took me from like having edited like an hour and 15 minutes or something of the Breaking Bad video to right now I've edited 2 hours and 20 minutes. So that means this weekend I edited over an hour of the video, you know, and so for each second of the video, you know, it takes a while sometimes. Like, it's quite a process. And, you know, this is just to get the first draft done. And, yeah, I'm making great progress. I was thinking about how it's funny how, like, I do this thing where I'll be like, oh, I have to get all my work done by this date. And then I'll put in, like, an ungodly amount of work. And I'll get the stuff done early, and I'm, like, surprised. And I'm like, whoa, it's early. It's like, yeah, I did an ungodly amount of work. What do you think? You know? So, I just wanted to check in. Yeah, I've done a little bit of behind-the-scenes footage recording as I do some of the editing, so that will be available if anyone's interested in seeing some of the process of making a video like this. But yeah, so it's 2 hours and 20 minutes long so far. I'm thinking it's gonna come out at 2:35, 2:40. So it's gonna be the longest video I've ever made. The longest up until now has been the psychoanalyzing Trump's COVID press conferences. I always thought it would be just like an anomaly and I would never be able to reach 2.5 hours. But that video is 2 hours and 25 minutes. So this one is definitely, definitely more. Because it's 2 hours 20 right now. But I know there's about 13 minutes of my audio, me talking. And then, you know, there's got to be some significant amount of time from all the clips that I'll be showing in that amount. So it'll be, you know, 16, 17 minutes probably. So it's going to, and then there's going to be an outro. I'm going to keep it shorter than usual, I think. I don't think I need to, like, read every name one by one like I do. I don't know. Maybe I'll change my mind about that. I just don't, yeah, I think there's other ways to do it. But this has been quite the experience, editing all this stuff. It's been quite the experience. Yeah, I have just been chugging away. I mean, you just have to chug away. And then, like, you know, some of the parts, I have very defined things that I need to show over them. You know, very specific clips that go with what I said. Other times it's way less specific, and that's the challenge. Sometimes I'm finding clips and bringing them in. I've, you know, done that for like 20 clips or more, you know, finding new clips in addition to the like 10 hours of clips I've already gathered. Cause even getting that 10 hour, you know, amount, you know, that was still missing a lot, when I, you know, when I got all that, because you just can't get it all. You can't read the script in such a way to fully understand everything you're going to need. So, yeah. I'm going to keep this short today also because I want to go to sleep at a reasonable time. I've woken up at 6 a.m. today and yesterday, actually earlier than 6 today, to watch the last 2 days of the chess world championship. I had to do it. It was game 14 of the 14 game match, and it was tied 2 days ago. And I was like, I mean, I have to fucking wake up early and watch that. So I did. And then today, because it went into tie breaks, I had to wake up at 5 a.m. and watch the 4-game rapid match. And on game 4, Ding wins it with an amazing, amazing game where he was offered a repetition, offered a draw, offered to go into the blitz and try to chug it out in shorter blitz games with Nepo instead of those longer rapid games. Instead, Ding denied the repetition, played rook g6, blocked his king from checks, and made it so that he, with a few more accurate moves, he had a position where he was just crushing, and he was so overcome with emotion when he won. It was really amazing to see. he was so overcome with emotion that he shook Nepo's hand, and then Nepo, like, you know, gets up to put on his jacket or something and walk away. And then Nepo, like, comes back to the board to, like, put, you know, pick up something or whatever. Just, he's just like fumbling around, and Ding, because he's so overcome with emotion, he reaches out and shakes his hand again when they had just shaken hands. Like, you watch the clip and you're like, wait, didn't they just shake hands? Then they shook hands again. I've literally never seen that, and I'm sure Ding has never done that. Like, that's such a I just won the world championship. Because he wants to hug Nepo, is what that is. He wants to hug Nepo. And Nepo is so chill. Nepo was really great at the press conference. He was really great for a guy that just lost the world championship for the second time in a row. This is how it should have been, in my opinion. Jan Nepomniachtchi is a fantastic chess player, but I do not think he deserves to be world champion. I don't think he has the composure. He just doesn't. He shouldn't be world champion, and it would feel wrong. It would feel like luck had sort of stepped in. Ding being world champion really feels correct. And I believe what will happen in a few years is Magnus will qualify for the Candidates Tournament, where he will try to win to play for the world championship again. Where he will play against Ding, probably. I'm really excited for Ding to be world champion. I think he's going to really, really embrace the role. He's just like, he's so good at chess. And I think this will, like, give him sort of permission to really believe in himself even more than he already does, and just, like, play the most interesting, exciting chess possible. He just played so well in this world championship, in these 14 classical games. He really did push it a lot. I mean, yeah, there are some draws in there and some quicker ones, sure. But he really, at a lot of the critical moments, like, did not shy away from making things messy and tangled. And so did Nepo, of course, too. He had this crazy move in this fourth tiebreak game today where he brought his bishop all the way around. The bishop, what was he, white? Yeah, he was white. So the bishop usually starts on c1 on white, the third square from the left on white side. That's one of your bishops. And so it went all the way around that it was all the way on b1. So, wait. No, that's impossible. Those are different colors. Wait, what? Wait, how is that possible? Do I have that right? Hold on. How is that? Google, how is that possible? Now, let me actually check that out, though. I'm a little confused. Let's see. Okay. FIDE. World Championship round tie breaks. Okay, how did that happen? Because what am I missing here? Let's see. Yeah, bishop starts on c1, and oh, of course it was the other bishop. Of course, yeah, of course, it was. It was the bishop that starts on f1 that worked its way around to b1. Yeah, because that's a light square. Yeah, of course. Because yeah. And then, I mean, it was just wild to see Jan's bishop on b1. It was very interesting. So yeah, really a fantastic time. You do love to see it. One wild thing I learned is that the Major League Baseball has a three-game paternity leave maximum policy. Their paid paternity leave is 3 games, which could be 3 days or 4 days. Paternity leave maximum. That's their paid maximum for the players. For the fucking players. I mean, like, that... I learned that because in my fantasy league, I was trying to figure out if Max Muncy was going to be back. Like, if I should put him in my lineup or put him on the bench. But I calculated that he was going to be back from paternity leave. Because it said he wasn't, but it also said he was. You get mixed messages sometimes. So I was like, okay, like, I think he will actually be back. Because I'm reading online the paternity leave is a max of 3 games. And I went and looked at the lineups. I was like, oh yeah, he wasn't there in the last 3 games. So I did end up winning last week, my fantasy league game. And so I went 3-0, which is cool, but I lost this week. So I'm 3-1, still top level. Am I actually the best, or how does it shake out actually? Let's check that out right now. So you do win some, you lose some. I guess it's true what they say about that, you know, in that regard. So let's see. Standings, scoreboard. They don't show it yet because it's not midnight. Okay. Oh, here we go. So yeah. Okay. Wait, is there any other team that's 3-1? No, they're 2-2. They're 2-2. Oh, there is going to be a 3-1 team unless something changes. That's a very close. Okay, I will be tied at 3-1. Very cool. Okay. So I wonder if... okay, yeah, I could be tied at 3-1. Cool. And Golden State Warriors just won game 7 today against the Sacramento Kings. They're in through the playoffs. What else do we want to talk about? Did anyone email in? If you listen to the podcast, you can email in to verbaljournalpodcast@gmail.com. That's verbaljournalpodcast@gmail.com. And we don't get a lot of emails because not a lot of people listen to the podcast, but we did get an email this week. Wow. Oh, okay. It's from John, who has been a contributor to the pod on occasion. And thank you so much for writing in, John. John's email says, coffee sips are okay. Okay, I did ask that. I said, is it, you know, the amount of time that it takes for me to take a sip of something is just enough where it's a pause, but not long enough where it's worth cutting out. So, okay, that's good to know. Thank you. Okay, email from John says, it's interesting to mull over what makes something art. To answer what makes something art, you're correct when you say pretty much anything someone creates is art. But when we use the word artist, there seems to be perceived definition of greatness or skill. For example, in Breaking Bad, Season 1, Episode 1, after Walt finishes his first batch of meth, Jesse's checking it out, noticing the size and clarity. He is in awe. Jesse says, you're a goddamn artist. This is art, Mr. White. Walt replies, well, actually, it's just basic chemistry, but thank you, Jesse. I'm glad it's acceptable. Now, if Walt had cooked up a subpar or even mediocre batch of meth, would... Oh, wow, this is a long email. I don't know if I'll read the whole thing. This is a great point, though. And, yeah, Crazy 8 refers to Walt as an artist. Well, it's interesting, because at first, Jesse sort of thinks about the artness of his meth making in the way he adds, like, what does he add to it? Like, chili powder or something? He adds some ingredient. And his sort of subjective nature of it, like, he doesn't really know if it's good, but he just assumes it is. That's sort of an interesting subjective, like, artistic side that Jesse brings. But yeah, when he does say this to Walter, he's using art to mean quality for sure. Yeah, he's not going to be like, you're a technician. You know, you are a skilled, exacting technician of chemicals, you know. Thank you very much for your email, John. John goes on to say, I would venture to say an artist painting out of passion would create better art on canvas than a commissioned art piece created by someone with money as a priority. Okay, I was talking about that too. I agree. How, like, as a tendency, yeah. However, if you view earning money as an art, getting commissioned to paint makes you an artist before you even pick up a paintbrush. Yeah, there could be different sort of motivations, deeper or more shallower in someone's life. If your primary art is making money, you shouldn't be considered a sellout for abandoning another form of art in favor of money. Yeah. I was thinking about the fact that I don't do sponsorships in my videos, and like, I have nothing against it. I just don't need to. And like, it would be funny to... I don't know. Like, I can't criticize people who do it even if they don't need to. It's not like that's a moral thing. But to me, it would feel weird not needing to, you know, do a sponsorship to take one. I'm not getting offered any also. So to be fair, I'm not turning any down. But yeah, I don't know. I mean, I'm sure someone would pay for a sponsorship in a video that is likely to get like 100K or something. But we'll see. I don't know if the Breaking Bad video will do, you know, amazingly high numbers. It doesn't really matter to me. At this point, I've made a giant pile of video, and I want to basically launch it into people's brains, basically. It's probably the most normal way to put that. One last thing, John says. It's just a minor correction. You mentioned you placed first in Blitz Chess Tournament, winning all 9 games and coming in first out of 150 entrants. It was actually 163 entrants, lol. Well, John, thank you for that. Here's why I said 150. There's actually a very good reason, and I did it very intentionally. I should have actually said a lower number, because if you look at it, it's just absurd to compare myself to some of those like the bottom 20 people probably played zero or one or two games in the full hour and maybe just entered and exited. Many of them are 400 rating points lower than me. It just doesn't even make sense to compare with people like that. I actually went through and like looked at it for a minute or two one time. And it's like, yeah, if I really want to be harsh about it, you know, and compare myself to people within like 100 rating points who like played a similar number of games, you know, it's really like I got first in like 50, or which is still amazing. But thank you for pointing that out. So it gave me a reason to talk about coming in first in a Blitz chess tournament. Yeah, last night I played a Bullet chess tournament, which is 1 minute games, zero increment. So no increment. You just have 1 second, 1 minute, and you play the minute for the full game. And I came in second out of 65 people. If I do the exclusion thing I was just talking about, I would have to rule out, okay, the bottom like 20. Wow, someone lost four games? How? Did they actually play all four? I don't think they played them, but they got zeros. They just kept being allowed to... Wait, I can't click on other people's games. That's weird. But I can for myself. Well, still, I mean, I got in first out of like 40 if we want to count. Wow, someone won two games and lost... eight. Oh my god, that's wild. That is wild. Okay, wow. Okay, great. Wow, we got an email into the pod, so thank you very much. So what else will we talk about today before I call it quits on a brief pod? Yeah, so it's just been like a ton of editing. Like I woke up Friday, had one appointment. You know, I've been getting other stuff done around the apartment, this and that. But yeah, just many, many hours of editing. And yeah, feeling really good about where that's at. It feels weird to not be editing it. Like, I want to be done with the first draft so bad. But I can't finish it tonight. I can't. Like, it's just, like, enough of a chunk where, like I said, 13 minutes of me talking. So that's 13 minutes of me talking, and then that's chopped up into like I probably show like fucking 15 clips in that shit. Like, there's so much, and they all have to be arranged basically to the exact frame that I want them to be arranged at. I mean, if I don't make it right now, I have to fix it, you know, later. So it's like, yeah. And then there's, yeah, the segments where I start talking about other stuff and I need to make sort of visuals instead of the just playing clips. And so that's quite an interesting process. Yeah, I'm really enjoying the video making. I'm really getting into it. But I will call it a night after I record this podcast. I'm going to probably take a shower and then fucking go to sleep or something. So, yeah, what else? Wow. World Chess Championship. Yeah. That's pretty much it. I don't think I have anything else to talk about. I'm going to call it a day. Thank you so much for listening. And yeah, video making process is going very well. And oh yeah, I didn't say this. The video is going to be out on Friday. I don't think I said that. The video is going to be out on Friday. So today is Sunday. I mean, almost definitely I will be able to finish the first draft tomorrow, Tuesday at the latest. It is hard because it's going to be a 2.5 hour fucking video. So I have to watch it to make sure there are no like tiny errors. And I have to do that like several times. So that's like so long. And then the hard part too is exporting it takes like 8 hours. So that's like a huge delay in the process. And I can't usually do it during the workday because I usually need this computer. So it's actually going to maybe be a little closer than I think. But I will basically almost definitely be able to get it out Friday or Saturday at the latest. But be interesting to do Saturday since I did Friday with all the Breaking Bad videos, but it would also be good to do Friday. So, you know, a lot of competing theories about that. Okay, bye.
This is a podcast or something like that.